It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
I want to praise God for this beautiful day, and we're going to lift up the prayer request today. You know, like I say, we've got a list, got so many on the list, it's kind of hard to call them out, but, you know, everybody needs prayer. There's, you know, people, everybody's going through different situations in their life, and, you know, a lot of people just having their time, and, you know, everybody needs prayer. We need to be praying for the lost and the churches and, you know, the pastors that stand in the pulpit and pray for No Sugar Added Ministry. You know, like I say, we got a live event coming up January the 2nd at the Legion Hut in Loras. And, you know, I hope y'all join in with us there. It's going to be a good day in the Lord, and we just want to praise God for that opportunity. And like I said, we're going to lift up the prayer list, and y'all just keep, like I said, my cousin Darrell in prayer. Remember, y'all, he had surgery. Let's keep him in prayer, him and his family. And, you know, people, like I said, we all need prayer. You know, we all need to be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. If you're out there and you're lost, you need to be seeking him out today. If you can't see the stuff that's going on in this world, or especially if you don't read the Bible, you're missing a whole lot of, you know, you're not even watching or looking, but you need to be looking, because the time is at hand. And I'm going to open us in prayer, and we're going to be in 1 John today. And that's where the Lord's got us today, and it's just going to be a beautiful day. And just remember, Jesus loves you. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to be here today to speak your word, Lord. To get it out there, Lord, for people to see and to understand and to hear, Lord. For the word says that many have eyes, and yet they do not see, and they have ears, and yet they do not hear. Lord, I just pray that their ears and eyes be open today, Lord. That they come to an understanding, Lord. That the time is at hand, Lord, that I really do believe in with all my heart, Lord, that you're fixing to come, and Lord, I just pray that people's eyes and ears be open, Lord. And Lord, like I said, we lift up the prayer request to you, Lord, and, you know, and all the Facebook prayers, and, you know, there's just so many that need prayer, Lord. And we just pray for the lost, the churches, the pastors. Lord, and I just ask you to forgive us all, Lord, of our shortcomings, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, majority of us, the majority of us, we walk around in I'm having a little trouble here, y'all. Hold on just a minute. We walk around and just, we're following the world, you know, the way of the darkness. And, you know, and there's one thing that we always overlook. People don't take it serious. Mm-hmm. But that's the Antichrist, you know. And I'm going to be in John chapter 4. It'll come back on sometime. In John chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And in this verse here, it says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And people, that's what I'm going to tell you about here, where it says false prophets. You know, when you speak of a false prophet, a lot of people believe that you're talking about pastors and preachers, and you can be. But anybody out there that's telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ and what they're telling you is not true, then this is a false prophet. And it says here that, you know, to test every spirit, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and now is already in the world." And like you see here, this people, he says, "Hereby," he says, "know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And to me, that's just everybody that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, and they've confessed. And they have confessed that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And that's what he's telling us. And he says, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And I take that to the point where each and every one of us get up and we go and we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. You know that we confess our sins. We confess to him that we need him. You know, we confess that we need him in charge of our life. You know, and that's the ones that go to the altar and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then we go on down here to 3, and it says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come into flesh is not of God. This is the ones that are, you know, the, you're rejecting Christ. You know, the Word of God says that light is coming to the world, and men prefer darkness over the light. You know, these are the people that prefer darkness. These are people that are lost. These are people that I call Antichrist. And people don't like to be called Antichrist. You can say, well, you know, I'm not saved. Well, if you're not saved, you're Antichrist. For he tells us in his word, Jesus himself says it. For you're either with me or you're against me. And this is what Christ says himself. And a person that does not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is Antichrist. And it says, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come into flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And I know, people, I've been hearing it my whole life, even before I got saved, before I started preaching, before it all, that the Antichrist was coming. There is a time and a date set that the devil himself will enter a man. There's a time and a date. And we've heard it our whole life, and John is telling us right here that he says, let me find it. He says, whereof ye have heard that it should come. The spirit of that, where it says, God in this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And many people today are standing around and they're looking and they're watching, you know, and some aren't. But I believe that the Antichrist, the man, the vessel for the spirit of the Antichrist is done and born. And I got a pretty good feeling he's done and into politics. And I believe that his rise to power is not too far off. And there's some of you out there that might not believe that. There's some of you out there that you could care less. There's some people out there like that. But a time will come that you will care. That time is coming. Just as sure as the sun rises, that time is coming. And it says, wherever ye have heard that it should come. And this is what John is telling you. He says, and even now already is it in the world. John is telling us that already, now, that the spirit of the Antichrist is in this world. And people, you can believe that. You take a look at what is going on around us. It's just like I quoted that scripture about the light that coming in the world, and man prefer darkness over the light. Men do. They prefer darkness over the light. I praise God for each and every person that watches these videos, that listens to my voice on the radio. You know, that tells me that you're seeking the Lord, that you're looking for answers. But there's many that are not. There's many that could care less. They go the way of the world. They follow the darkness. That's a bad thing to do. And like I say about the spirit of the Antichrist, he says, even now is already in the world. And I'm going to go here, and the politics. I don't politics. This election to me is about Jesus Christ. This election to me is about where we're headed. A path of light or a path of darkness. Doesn't matter who becomes the president. Joe Biden, it's not about him. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about a move. It's about a move of good or evil to me. Like the spirit of the Antichrist to me, where John tells us right here, it is now already in the world. The spirit of the Antichrist to me is a movement. It's a movement heading to a certain destination. You know, by the word of God, we are supposed to vote on our morals, where we stand. You know, you got a group of people that believes it's all right to murder and kill babies. You got a group of people that believes, no, we can't do this. And that's a battle of good and evil. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is a movement to take our country, or matter of fact, the world, to a place where the Antichrist, the devil himself, can enter a man. And this man will be the Antichrist. And it's going on every day. Our world, our country, is becoming immorally corrupt. You know, we are, like it says, men are preferring darkness over light. If you can't see that, you're blind. When I tell you to vote in anything, compare the group or the people, the movement, what would you call it, a group of people? The movement, you know, just where do they stand with God? How close is this movement of people go by the word of God, the word of God? You know, it's about our morals and where we stand with God. And, you know, and our country is heading into darkness, is the way it's looking right now. And like I say, on the election, I don't know what's going to happen in the election. All I can say is let God's will be done, because the word of God tells you there are certain things that's got to happen for the Bible to fulfill itself, for the end to come, for the Lord to come, and we're heading that way. And the devil has got everybody so deceived and messed up in the head that we're all worried about a man named Biden or a man named Trump. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. More to it than that. Like I said, it's the spirit of Antichrist. It's a movement across this land, bringing the world to a place where Satan himself will enter a man and become the Antichrist. And that's where we're headed. We're running there wide open because men prefer darkness over light. You know, and that's just the way it is. And we're heading that way. And it says in verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. He says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And people, the word of God tells us that those who are in Christ Jesus are not condemned. But those that are who are not in Christ Jesus are condemned already. You know, I go around and witness to a lot of people and talk to a lot of people. And, you know, and when you tell them about the word of God, and like I tell everybody, you don't have to believe nothing I say. If you got a Bible at home, if you don't, you know, it's still the number one selling book. Get one and read it yourself. Let the God talk to you himself, personally. It's a one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing I can do to get you to heaven. Not one thing. I can't save you. I can't do nothing. It's just like I tell my boys and I tell a lot of people I know, there's two things in this world I cannot do. I can't save you from jail or hell. I cannot do that. I cannot save you from jail or hell. That's your choice, where you're going to go in your life. And they, like I say, we all make choices every day. God gave us free will to make choices. We can choose the light. We can choose the darkness. And that entirely is up to us. You know, and the world's got it out there like this, you know, from witnessing and talking to people, that Jesus Christ is coming to save us. He's going to save us. No, 2,000 plus years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the perfect Lamb, was nailed to a cross, and his blood was shed on the ground for each and every one of us, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. That's a choice. God gave you free will. 2,000 plus years ago, he came and was nailed to a cross that through him the world might be saved. The world might be saved. It's all about a choice. You either choose him, you accept him, or you reject him. This time coming, he's not coming to save. He's done that. He gave you a choice. Accept him or reject him. When he comes this time, he's coming to confirm your decision, the choice you made. You either accepted him or you reject him. I mean, a lot of people, we go through the Bible and we take scripture and we do this, and you try to take the word of God to where you can kind of live your life the way you want, and, you know, no consequences. But there is a consequence. There is a day coming, the great day, great and terrible day of the Lord is coming. And you will stand before a righteous and holy God. And all decisions will be final. There will be no lawyers there. There will be no plea bargaining. There will be no probation. Because you have made a choice for an eternity. Heaven or hell, heaven or hell. That's your choice. That's your choice today. And like I said, it's the spirit of Antichrist is moving across this land. It's a movement. The spirit of the Antichrist, that's a movement. It's just like I was talking about the elections a while ago. You got a Democratic Party. You got a Republican Party. You got, there's all kind of groups out there that's got these movements. These movements to take them to where they want to go, and they want to gain momentum. And that's what the spirit of the Antichrist is doing here right now. It's just a movement across this land. And it's, you know, and people are going along with it. Like I said, the word says, you know, the light come into the world, man prefer darkness over the light. And they do. They do. You can see it every day. And this darkness is the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's moving across this land, and it's taking us to a place that Satan himself will enter into a man and become the Antichrist. This is coming. Make no mistakes. This is coming. And as far as me, I don't think it's too far off. But it's coming. It's coming. And it says, verse 5, he says, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. And he says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And that's a verse 6 there about, like, when you got to witness to people and you tell them about God, a lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people don't want to hear it. I see a brother of mine is on here watching, Ronald there. It's been a good while back when we sit out at the store and drink coffee, and, you know, Brother Ronald, he loves the Lord. You know, me and him sitting down and talking about the Lord for hours, and there used to be a group in the store with us, you know, and we'd all sit around and drink coffee, and me and Ronald and I think it was my Uncle JV, you know, we'd get to talking about the Lord there, you know, you had a whole crowd of people there, and that crowd would thin out. And you try it out in a crowd of people sometimes, man. You get to talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see the crowd thin out because they don't want to hear it. You know, the Word of God brings conviction on people, but then the people tell you, well, you know, you judging me, or you doing this, no. Word of God, it cuts like a two-edged sword. You ever wonder that, why God uses a sword to represent his word? In our minds, what does a sword do? You know, that's a devastating instrument. And it says, for we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. He said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You know, the Lord tells us that we are to love one another. One another. I'm going to tell you a truth. There's a whole lot of difference in saying that you love someone and then loving someone. You know, that Michelle can be nice. let's just take it, a group of people, Christian people. And we love each other. We love each other. You know, when you're all in a group and you're all around each other, but just as soon as you leave, I know you hear a lot of pastors say this, when they get up there and they preach a message that cuts, a message that brings a lot of conviction, a message that upsets people. Boy, that pastor gets ate for lunch. But you love him. You love him. But yet you go home and you chew him up. You talk about your brother or sister. You run them down. You put them down. But yet you're a child of God and you love them. That's not love. That's not the love of God, agape love. Sometimes I think we don't know what love is. You know, agape love. You know, that's a powerful love. That's a powerful love. You know, we are to love each other unconditionally. You know, as Christ loved us. As Christ loved us. But we chew each other up. We run each other down. And that's what I'm telling you, people. The spirit of the Antichrist is here. It's well and strong. He that loveth not, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And that's what I was telling you here a while back, further up in the message there. That 2,000 plus years ago, God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he was the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice to die for our sins, each and every one of us. His blood was shed on the cross for our sins. And this is the love that we're talking about. He said, and this was manifested, that the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That we might live through him. And that's where it goes. You know, it says that there ain't but one way to through heaven, and that's through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a lot of people talk about Oprah and a lot of different people telling you about all these different kind of ways to heaven. But I'm here to tell you today, there ain't but one way to heaven, and that's through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time, and if we love one another, God dwelleth in us. And his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And like I was telling you, people, there, about we're talking about the spirit of the Antichrist and about loving each other. The spirit of the Antichrist is here to, it's here to cause disruption, corruption. It's here to turn people against people. You know, the spirit of the Antichrist is here, and it's strong. And it's, you know, it's strong, but it's just something like we don't pay attention to. We don't realize. We don't want to. You know, a lot of people, you got this life, and boy, you just think this life is great. But let me tell you this, if you're out there and you're living a good life and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, enjoy it, because that's as good as your life's going to get. Without Jesus, you will perish and you will burn in a devil's hell. There's no way in, no way around it. It's telling us to love one each other, to love one another, to love one another. And people ask yourself, you know, we can say we love all we want, but do we actually show that love? Do we actually show that love? And that's something that we all need to be thinking about. like I said, the spirit of Antichrist here, it's just like a movement to me. It's taking us to a place to where an event will happen where Satan himself will enter a man. And then it's going to be on. But most of us today, we're still out here playing games. We're still out here, and we think we got all the time in the world, but we don't. Our time is running out quickly. You know, and I really believe that the Lord is fixing to come. And so many today, profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, but live in the way of the world. Well, that don't calculate in the Bible. You know, you can't hold hands with the devil and walk with Jesus. It just don't work that way. And like I say, nobody's perfect. There ain't nobody out there perfect. You know, I've been saved since 2010, and I can assure you I'm not perfect. I make mistakes every day, but I have an advocate with the Father, and I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And people, I'm out there telling you today that if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you need to be seeking Him out today. You need to be seeking Him out today. And just know that this spirit of Antichrist is here. Just take a good look in this world and everything that's going on. And if you don't understand, read the Word of God. And then re-look into this world. And you'll see things coming to light. That this event is fixing to happen. And I don't think it's too far off. If you're lost, you can keep playing games. You can ignore God. You can reject God. That's entirely up to you. But the day that you stand before Him, He will confirm your decision. A decision that you made. Like I tell people all the time, Jesus ain't going to send you to hell. You will. By a choice that you made. And you either accept or reject. And I'm going to get off here now. I'm going to close this in prayer. And Brother Chuck is going to open us back up and play you some music. And I'm going to make the announcement one more time on January 2nd. The ministry's put a thing together. It's called No Burdens. It's going to be at the American Legion Hut, 2608 Main Street, Laurel, South Carolina, Saturday, June the 2nd, 2021. And it's going to start at 9:30. I'm going to beat her at 9:30. We probably won't start preaching at 9:30, but I'm going to beat her at 9:30. And some of the other guys that are speaking is going to be there, and, you know, just to meet people. Like the ones out here on Facebook that watch me, you know, there's a lot of you following us, and hope some of you will be there. It'd be nice to meet you. They said, you know, and we're not cooking that, you know, we're going to start the program and go to lunch and everybody take a lunch. And then there'll be a second part after lunch. Maybe the next one we might cook, but this time of the year and getting it all together, I just weren't, you know, didn't get that part done. You know, everyone is welcome to join us. It's going to be awful, you know, awesome one-day revival and I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to be there strong. And we invite each and every one of you, your friends, family, whatever. Just bring them along. And like I say, I'm not naming the speakers. There's going to be several different speakers. And we just hope you'll join in. And just know that Jesus loves you. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to speak today, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that your word bring an understanding, Lord, of what's going on in our world today, Lord. And that people will be seeking you out, Lord, before it is eternally too late, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless this radio program, the ministry, Lord, and the event coming up, Lord. That it be all to your glory, Lord, and it glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on mygospelstation.com.